My cat, she pleaded, and my cat, she cried for me to open up the door and let her go outside. Then she sat on the lawn underneath the tree, pretending that she couldn't hear me. As I said, cat, you better come on home. I said, cat, you better come on home. There's dogs in the dark waiting to attack, and cat hawks looking for a late night snack. So, cat, you better come on home. Well, my cat, she turned and she tossed her head. I may or may not come, she said. I'm a cat who's deeply dissatisfied. I'll let you know when I decide. I said, cat, you better come on home. Now, cat, better come on home. I'll close this door and I'll lock this bolt. You can spend the night in the snow and the cold. So, cat, you better come on home. I'd rather be a cat who meets a terrible fate than live with a man who don't appreciate that a cat is independent and a true highbrow, demands a little high-class chow. I've seen the food that you feed your guests, the turkey and the tuna and the chicken breast. Do you share it with your cat? No, you don't, no way. Not supposed perch liver pate. And I said, cat, come on home. Cat, come on home. I'm not about to stand here and argue with a cat. Now what would the next door neighbors think of that? So cat, you better come on home. Well, I never, she said it, she turned in a huff. You've seen the last of your old cat Puff. She left with a huh, a sardonic laugh. She left for a year and a half. I felt so bad, full of guilt and shame. I walked around town just calling her name, with a great big plate of Chateaubriand, some tuna fish in my hand. I said, cat, come home. Oh, cat, come home. Come on, old Puff, come home with us. I got a lot of French benefits I'd like to discuss. Oh, cat, please come home. I saw her 6 months later in a cat magazine. She was a number one TV cat food queen, with a fat contract with a cat food firm, her hair done up in a perm. I could tell it was Puff, though this cat was wrapped in a white mink stole and her teeth were cat. She was lying on a beach in the south of Greece. She changed her name to Clarice. I said, cat, better come on home. I said, cat, you better come on home. You're a top cat now and you're riding high, but I'll dump you in the river when the well runs dry. So, cat, you better come on home. Sure enough, she came back one day last fall. She was on her last leg, she could barely crawl. Great big tail dragging on the ground. She weighed about 85 pounds. Looked like something that the cat dragged in, with her tongue hanging out on her double chin. Great big bags underneath her eyes. She said, it's me, surprise. Oh, cat, glad that you came home. Oh, cat, so glad that you came home. No need to explain, my old cat friend. I'm just glad to have you back again. So, cat, glad you came home. A big for sack. She said, easy, Jack. I got a salmon on my back. I got a big salmon habit. That's no lie. I got to go cold turkey on the tuna fish pie. If other cats could only know to hang their hats on the status quo, because the very worst thing that a cat can do is to make all its dreams come true. So, cats, you better come home. Oh, cats, you better come home. There's dogs in the dark waiting to attack, and catwalks looking for a late night snack, and cats. You better come home. You can seek your fortune, but nevertheless, remember your name and your address. And cats, all you Catalina cats, all of you Catskill cats, all you Basque cats, all of you French cats, oh, you better come home.